when your project as a leader is also God's project, then in your hour of trial, you know you are not alone. In Exodus 5, verse 22, we see Moses' reaction to the cry of the children of Israel about things getting worse and worse. Not only were they having to do more work, they were being beaten, harassed, because they could not meet the new targets. Moses returned to the Lord and said, "Why, Lord? Why have you brought trouble on these people? Is this why you sent me? Ever since I went to Pharaoh to speak in your name, he has brought trouble on these people, and you have not rescued your people at all." I think that's what we need to learn as leaders. If it's God's project, it then means that God himself has to sort out the issues. And we need to cry to him. Don't just struggle on your own on a matter that you really know you haven't, you don't have a lot of possibility of success. It means that leaders are also prayers. You can't have where you want to lead with godly values and think that you'll be able to do it on your own. You need to cry to God clearly, because only him can sort out the kind of trouble you will bring yourself by sticking with the values that the rest of the world does not operate under.